Virtual selling is crucial when face-to-face interactions are restricted. Salespeople are facing challenges amid the coronavirus pandemic, including shifts in buyer needs due to remote work and social distancing measures. Face-to-face sales are less feasible, especially in B2B contexts, making virtual selling more important. Virtual selling is imperative for sales professionals with an evolve-or-die mentality, yet it's not a novel concept. The terms virtual and remote encompass various distant communication methods which have existed for ages. From smoke signals to instant messaging, numerous forms of distant communication have been utilized throughout history. Understanding these market weaknesses is crucial for success. Traditional salespeople struggle with remote selling due to unfamiliarity with the method. Despite the widespread use of virtual communications, many sales professionals insist that face-to-face interactions are essential for selling. These representatives may struggle with the technology involved in virtual selling, such as video conferencing, instant messaging, and social media, which could leave them at a disadvantage in the market. Salespeople may be inclined to take shortcuts in virtual settings due to the accelerated pace, but this strategy often backfires. Unlike face-to-face interactions, virtual sales calls lack easily interpretable cues such as body language and reactions, making it challenging for salespeople to identify buying signals and determine their next steps. This absence of cues forces virtual salespeople to navigate their market weaknesses without the aid of these signals. Most sales of a truck reselling firm occur virtually, ranging $20,000 to $200,000. Many conventional salespeople struggle to accept that a highly prosperous commercial truck reselling company primarily operates remotely. It specializes in selling high-priced trucks ranging from $20,000 to $200,000. Clients are provided with photographs, and there are no test drives or physical inspections. Despite this approach, the firm successfully finalizes tens of thousands of deals annually for used trucks. Customers see no problem with buying used trucks virtually. Many prefer virtual sales to save time and hassle. This convenience makes them repeat customers. Selling trucks virtually saves the company money, allowing for better deals while maintaining profits and addressing market weaknesses. The company encountered challenges in its market. They started selling used trucks virtually, allowing them to sell trucks that were still in use without physically seeing them. This approach, termed invisible trucks, led to them selling over 90% of their used trucks virtually. In a recent year, they sold more than 25,000 used trucks using this method, which became the key to their success. Remote sales adhere to the same rules as in-person sales. Even companies that operate virtually must adhere to fundamental sales principles. This used truck firm, for example, emphasizes operating swiftly and intelligently, recruiting top sales professionals, providing thorough training and coaching, and implementing a formal sales process. Effective salespeople tailor their techniques to individual customer needs, treating them with the utmost respect and prioritizing superior performance within the corporate culture. To replicate their success, focus on fostering human-to-human connections and address market weaknesses. Clients are adjusting to virtual sales methods. Virtual selling can be daunting for salespeople due to its novelty. They often fear that customers might not engage effectively in virtual settings. When given the choice between face-to-face and virtual interactions, most prospects still prefer the former. Many prospects seek in-person meetings before committing to significant or potentially risky purchases. If clients grasp that virtual contact is the sole means of communication, the majority will embrace it. Most apprehensions regarding virtual selling stem from salespeople rather than prospects. Confidence and control are essential for successful sales. Selling successfully requires confidence and control, which come from practice. Even in virtual selling, sticking to the basics is key. By consistently applying a formal selling process, you can effectively address all aspects of a sale, from prospecting to engaging buyers to conducting discovery, and capitalize on market weaknesses. Additional components of the sales process include crafting solution maps, formulating persuasive business cases tailored to each buyer, composing proposals, delivering presentations, addressing objections, engaging in negotiations, and finalizing deals. However, the pivotal step remains requesting the sale after expending considerable effort to secure it. Understanding and addressing market weaknesses is essential in this endeavor. Merge traditional and remote sales tactics for effective selling. Even salespeople who enjoy virtual selling don't forsake face-to-face sales. They incorporate virtual selling tasks. Typically, they allocate the time and resources they invest in face-to-face sales to their major deals, often towards the conclusion of those significant sales. To optimize your virtual selling outcomes, integrate virtual and face-to-face sales. Blend communication channels adeptly to boost prospects' engagement, secure appointments, advance sales, close deals, and retain customers, notwithstanding market weaknesses. Keep it simple for clarity. Remote video and other distant channels effectively replace in-person sales calls. Video calls provide numerous advantages, such as rapidly building relationships, expediting solutions to prospects' issues, facilitating collaboration, connecting with all stakeholders, and closing deals faster. According to Forbes research, over 6 out of 10 executives perceive video calls as offering superior communication compared to telephone calls. By displaying people's faces, video calls enable the interpretation of their expressions, fostering emotional connections with prospects, which is challenging to achieve through text or email. These calls can be made from various devices, ensuring instant connectivity with prospects. Additionally, salespeople can create evergreen messages to promote themselves and their offerings. Overcome camera shyness in video sales calls. Many business professionals find themselves uncomfortable when they have to be on camera. To overcome this fear, it's essential to consistently record yourself on video. The more you practice, the more comfortable you'll become. Focus on the critical components of a successful video sales call. Pay attention to your tone of voice and emphasis. Be mindful of your body language, including your movements, gestures, and facial expressions. To improve eye contact, minimize your video frame while maximizing the frame of your contacts. Listen attentively, dress professionally, and consider the weaknesses in your market. Keep your communication simple and easy to understand, while maintaining professionalism. Consider these popular virtual sales channels. 1. Virtual presentations and demos. Keep videos concise, incorporating images over text-heavy slides. Restrict bullet points to 5 or fewer per slide, with 7 words or fewer per bullet point. 2. Video messaging. Studies show videos boost sales in 75% of cases and shorten sales cycles by up to 40%. Personalize videos for individual prospects to enhance engagement. 3. The telephone. Despite reservations, telephone contact yields success in up to 80% of cases, depending on the industry. 4. Voicemails. Leaving voicemails is crucial, as they prompt callbacks. Persistence is key, with research suggesting 20 to 50 touches are needed with cold prospects. 5. Texting. Reserve texting for managing accounts, aiding clients, and nurturing relationships. Avoid cold texting. Familiarity with prospects enhances its effectiveness. 6. Email. While email is a common medium, use it judiciously to avoid overwhelming prospects. 7. Direct messaging. Leverage the widespread use of messaging apps to connect with prospects through various media formats. 8. Live website chat. Integrate CRM systems to streamline communication. Utilize both reactive and proactive chat methods across multiple platforms. 9. Social media. Utilize social media, particularly LinkedIn, for researching prospects and understanding their preferences and buying triggers. Social selling calls on the 5 C's, conversion, consistency, connection, curation, and creation. Make yourself a familiar presence online. Familiarity lubricates virtual sales. Becoming a regular presence on social media requires regularly posting compelling content. Attend your personal brand. Make sure all your online activity is consistent with your personal brand, which must support your company's brand. Vest in the 5 C's of social selling. 1. Conversion. Transform social media activities into leads, appointments, qualifying information, sales intelligence, closed deals, and account expansion and renewal. Identify market weaknesses, simplify language while maintaining clarity, avoid lengthening the text, and preserve inverted comma words. 2. Consistency. Ensure consistent online presence daily. 3. Connection. Welcome, dear online audience members, to an invitation to join our community. 4. Curation. Success online necessitates exceptional, influential content. Offer informative content on your website and social media platforms. 5. Creation. Generate your own original content. Key points. 1. Virtual selling is vital during restrictions, especially amid pandemic-driven shifts. 2. Salespeople need to adapt to remote work and embrace virtual selling methods. 3. Understanding market weaknesses is crucial for sales success in remote settings. 4. Remote video calls efficiently replace face-to-face interactions in sales. 5. Incorporating virtual and face-to-face tactics optimizes sales outcomes. 6. Confidence, control, and practice are key for successful virtual sales. 7. Utilize various virtual sales channels like video, telephone, and social media effectively.